Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half. Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with our proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal and administrative, and customer support. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
Welcome to the Jill on Money podcast. It is Tuesday, September 14th. And yep, this is the program that takes the mystery out of your financial life. Well, it attempts to take the mystery out of your financial life. I, along with my partner in crime, Mr. Mark, you know, we're just trying to help you make the next best financial decision for you, for your family, for someone else in your life. Doesn't really matter. The way we do this is we ask you to send us your questions. You can email them, or if you're on our website, if you're on jillonmoney.com, you can just hit the contact button. And today is a momentous occasion because Mark and I were trying to figure out whether this has ever happened, whether we've had someone join us on the air from this state. It is Ross, who is on the line from Hawaii. And Ross, you know, you are on the line with us. We're pre-taping this, but you should have told us that you were from Hawaii because it's 4 o'clock in the morning there, right?
Correct.
You really wanted to talk to us if you're willing to do that, right?
Oh, I love you guys. Sure. You guys got so much good information and help out so many people.
You can stay on as long as you want, honest to God, because 4 o'clock in the morning, only I do something dumb like that. So tell us how we can help you out.
Well, first of all, I got like around 160K in cash sitting on the side that was intended for a down payment for a new house. But unfortunately, here in Hawaii, the prices of homes have risen so high that it's out of reach, about $1 million per house for a fixer-upper.
Oh, my God.
Me and my family have decided to just stay in our current house, move on, and not look for a new house. Just trying to figure out, what should I do with that cash?
You know, how old are you, Ross?
I'm 42.
And you're married?
Wife is 44, and I got 2 young kids.
How old?
10 and 12.
And you guys, you actually own a home right now, or are you renting right now?
Yeah, so we own our primary residence, and we also have a rental on the side.
Huh, look at you. Tell me about the primary. The primary is worth about how much money?
Worth roughly $850 to $880.
And do you have a mortgage that's outstanding on that?
A little bit under 400.
And what about the rental? Oh, how much is the mortgage interest rate on that 400 or so?
I just refinanced it last year, so I think it's like 2.35.
Wow. 30 year?
15.
15 year. Okay. And tell me about the rental property. What's that worth?
That's worth roughly around 550 to 580 with an outstanding loan of 200.
Mortgage interest rate on that one?
Down also refied last year at 3% for 30 year fixed.
Okay, great. How much rental income does this property bring in for you?
After everything, maybe around positive cash flow of 1,000.
And do you like this property? Is this something that like you want to keep and kicking around or not so sure? What's your feeling about it?
I feel like I'm just going to keep it around. So when someday I retire, that does pay for my like medical or my kids' college.
When are you retiring? You're only 42. Who says you get to retire?
My wife wants to retire at 50.
What? Well, how much does she make?
She makes about 110.
And what about you?
About the same.
Are you guys both contributing to retirement accounts?
Yeah, so we're both maxing out our 401k and our Roth IRA. The only thing differently we started this year was maxing out our 401k to Roth.
Oh, good. I love that. So tell me, how much money is in the traditional side of the 401ks and how much is in the Roths?
Roughly around 1.2 in the traditional. Roth 401 is around 400.
The Roth 401k has 400 grand, and that is that, and then the Roth IRA is on included in that Roth number, or is that, do you have another bunch of money in the Roth IRAs?
That's total.
Okay, Roth, got it. So 1.2 million traditional, 400 Roth. You're maxing out into the your 401ks now as Roth 401ks, which is fantastic. And how's the cash flow just based on all of this? For, I mean, you saved up a bunch of money in cash to buy this new home. I'm not like 100% clear why. I mean, you've already moved on, but you could have obviously afforded by selling your home, you could have afforded a new house, but you just you're done. You didn't find what you wanted. You're ready to move on, right?
Yeah, I didn't want to be stuck on another 30-year mortgage. We want to retire by like 55 or 60, if possible.
So right now, cash flow is good?
It's tight. You know, we do save after a Roth and our 401k, maybe $1,000 a month.
That's great. Where's that $1,000 a month going? Into the cash account?
Cash account, or like just saving it for a trip.
You live in Hawaii. Where do you want to go? I'm just kidding. You live in paradise. You should. It's where you live. So what about the kids? Tell me about these kids. Are you saving for college? Do you want to save for college? Is that a priority for you guys?
We do, but we're only going to pay for a two-year college right now.
Oh, look at you, a hardliner? Wait a second. Tell me about that.
They got to have some skin in the game. They got to appreciate what they get. They can't be spoiled.
So you'll pay for 2 years. Is that what you're saying?
Possibly. Depends what school they go.
Is there money in any accounts for them yet or not?
We have a combined total of about 170 in our 529.
You're done. You don't have to put any more money in it if that's what you're saving for, right? Because if you do 2 years of college, right, let's just say that they go to an expensive school. Are you only going to fund 2 years of public, or would you do private either way? What's your view?
Possibly private. Mm-hmm. If they do want to go private, but that's...
Then that's not quite enough.
Yeah, exactly.
Are you putting money into that 529 on a regular basis right now, or just throwing money in whenever you feel like it?
We're putting in about $250 a month for one kid and $150 for the other kid.
Do you want to just get it done? Let's just use some of that cash and forget about the $250 and the $150. Let's just get it done. Let's put some money in these accounts and top them off and be done with it. How do you feel about that?
I could do that, but...
Why not?
How much would you recommend, though?
Well, Mark, there's a 12-year-old kid and a 10-year-old kid. I'm looking at this, and I don't even think they need to put that much money in. Let's just say that both of them, let's say both went to private schools for two years. Okay, so that means you need 120 each or 240 grand, right? In today's dollars, right? But the money that's in there is already going to grow. So I just think you need to maybe pop 15 grand into each of these kids' accounts. You'll have 200 grand set aside. You're all set. Then stop with the 250 a month and the 150 a month. And then maybe let's say that like your 10-year-old, is it a boy or a girl?
Boy.
Okay, let's say your 10-year-old boy is like really showing and academic prowess and really showing interest. And you say, oh, darn it, we really do want to fund 4 years. We'll have some cash available for you. It's just a question of, you know, you sort of have your baseline covered. So I would just say that of the 160 that's sitting in cash, let's top off these 529 accounts so that you have somewhere between $200,000 and $230,000. It's set aside. You set it, forget it, be done. Okay?
Okay.
And that's that. Now, for the rest of the money, let's just pretend you decide to do that and you've got, I don't know, let's just say you have $100,000 to invest. Do you have any investment accounts right now that are non-retirement?
About 50.
Where is that held?
TD Ameritrade.
Okay, so you have a good relationship there. You like it. So you're going to, and what have you been investing in at TD Ameritrade so far?
Play money, just stocks here and there.
Oh, you like to play. I see.
Yeah, just a little.
Okay. So instead of playing with this 100 grand, you can keep your 50 grand to play with. That's fine. But the whatever the big chunk of money is that you intend to, that was the new house money that you, now you're going to say, okay, I'm going to fund the college and now I'm going to invest it. The investment aspect of this has to be much more plain vanilla. That's what you should be doing. So index funds or index ETFs. I think it's a good idea to have that money there because especially if you have any shot at retiring early, and you probably do have a good shot of retiring early if you want to, you got to have non-retirement assets that have already been taxed that you can access. That's what you want. So this money is when you have that extra $1,000 a month that's coming in, and maybe it's going to be more than that, by the way, because once you don't have to do the college, it's going to be like $1,400 a month. It all goes into this TD account and you're going to put it in a mix of index funds and you're not going to go mess around too much with stocks, except for that 50 that's already in stocks. And now this is basically your supplemental retirement fund and it's great. And you are in, you will be in fantastic shape. It really will be. The only other thing I would say about this is that, you know, look, the rental property, we just spoke to somebody yesterday who had a rental property that was basically cash flowing a similar amount of money, mm-hmm. but the actual asset base was lower. And I said, oh, you should keep that rental property. Now, with you, you've got a rental property. Let's say it's worth $550. You've got a $200,000 mortgage. So you've got a $350,000 investment that is yielding about $12,000 a year. Mm-hmm. It's okay. It's not fabulous. It's okay. So I wouldn't be so attached to that rental property unless you, I mean, you could always sell it if you wanted to. I would love it if there was actually generating more cash flow for you. You know, it's like, it's an okay investment right now. It's not a great investment right now.
Yeah, I'm pretty much just saving it for appreciation. Here in Hawaii, it's hard to get high positive cash flow.
Is it really fabulous to live in Hawaii? Tell us it's as fabulous as we think it is.
It's great. It's just so damn expensive.
I know. Yeah. I know. That's what I hear from people. But there you are. You're there. You've got a house. You've got rental property. You're saving up a storm. You're such a curmudgeon with your kids. I love it. You're rocking and rolling. Is there anything else that we can help you with today?
Yeah, there's one last thing. In my retirement accounts, I got 200K of cash just sitting on the sideline.
Why?
It's just so hard to get it vested into the market because, you know, mentally, I think there's going to be a crash.
Oh, my God.
I know better.
Mr. Market Timer. Here we go. Ross the Market Timer from the island of Oahu. All right. This is what you're going to do. You got 200 grand in cash. You are going to now dollar cost average. I want 30 grand a month invested or 40 grand a month, whatever, 20 grand a month. I need you to get invested. You've got to pull the trigger on this and just do it. So if you're really, really nervous, then do 10 grand a month, but you've got to commit to some dollar amount every month and get that money invested. It's retirement money. You're not touching it for 20 years. Even if you invested it today and the market crashed tomorrow, you will have been better off for having all that money invested over 20, 30, 40 years. You got to get over this.
All right. For you, Jill, I'll do that.
Oh, for you, Ross, at 4 o'clock in the morning, I'm going to be nicer. You know why he's grouchy about his kids' college education? Because we made him wake up at 4 o'clock in the morning. We are very appreciative that you did do this. And we really are so happy to help you out. If you have any follow-up questions, I mean anything. If you're like, oh my God, I really can't do it. If you need us to coach you through while you make these elections to get this money invested in your retirement account, if you want more help, you have a free pass to come on because you woke up so early, okay?
Thank you. Thank you, Joe, for everything you do.
Thank you. Ross from Oahu found us by going to our website, jillonmoney.com. He hit the contact button. He sent us an email with his question. He said, I want to come on the air. And if you want to do that, that's all you have to do. While you're on our website, maybe you want to go check out our sister podcast. It's called Eye on Money. It's right there on the front door. All right. Take a deep breath, everyone. It is early in the September back to school, back to work kind of thing. And so what we want to encourage everyone to do is go easy on yourselves. Do something nice for someone else today. And remember, you'll need a little grit. You will have some growth. There will be grace. You will have gratitude. I know it's all true because that's part of this community. Thank you so much for listening. We'll talk to you tomorrow.